You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 9th, 2021. We're an hour two of the broadcast, taking your phone calls all this hour. I got an email from Frank, and he was saying that a Spanish court ruled that the virus does not exist. I did see that, Frank, and thank you for sharing that with me. I should have printed that off and done that story today, and I did not. But it is true. I saw that in the news. I wanted to say quickly before we go to the phones, we got Jay and Bruce coming up. If you'd like to call in, 512, I had an email to slow down, 248-8252. 512-248-8252. Support RBN. Donate to RBN during these troubling times. We need RBN. It takes money to run RBN. We got Sam at the helm on Saturday and Sunday. It takes a staff. It takes money. So I ask for nothing. I ask that you donate to Republic Broadcasting. If you like this broadcast or many of the others, send a donation and tell them you like the alternative media on Saturday, and help the work of John Statmiller and support the staff at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, we're going to the phones. We got Jay in Florida, Bruce and Mike coming up. Jay, how you doing? What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, good morning. And there's one aspect to a dirty Jew, Merrick Garland's basically calling parents who protest domestic terrorists. There's an aspect that not too many people are aware of. This came out in the New York Post on October 7th. Merrick Garland's daughter is married to the co-founder of an education company that's funded by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and his company, called Panorama Education, employs critical race theory. So this is a major conflict of interest. Merrick Garland's son-in-law is making millions of dollars promoting this critical race theory, and he's now going to use the government to go after parents who protest this.
Oh, wow, Jay, I was not aware of that. That is some excellent information to share. And, you know, Jay, let me ask you, I know you and Don and others, you've been studying this, following this, documenting this literally for decades. I mean, even for yourself, that's been, and I've been doing this 20 years. I've been on various radio now for 13 years, but To come to the point to where the Attorney General of the United States is willing to call parents that are concerned about what is happening at their schools, that go to a school board meeting to show their opposition or their disapproval, domestic terrorists, I mean, that is surreal. And if that is not a window of insight into where we really are today, I don't know what is.
I know it's mind-boggling. You know, my whole life has sort of been one of vindication. When I first started dabbling in the right wing, like 50 years ago, you know, everybody thought I was crazy and a kook, and I really couldn't argue too much with them because I really didn't know what the hell I was doing back then. But as my life has progressed, it's just been one constant vindication that I was absolutely correct, and so were all the other people I was listening to, like Dr. Revelo E. Oliver.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Oliver, Dr. William Luther Pierce. You know, I don't know if you've looked or kept up with this. I actually have. For years, I played a lot of clips on this broadcast of Dr. Pierce, and I saved the videos from YouTube in a folder in my email. And, I mean, it was literally, I mean, there was page after page of videos, and they're all gone. I mean, it's down to, like, maybe two or three now that exist. He's practically, there's plenty of videos, you know, throwing him under the bus or, you know, criticizing him or whatever. Plenty of those, all them you want. But Robert J. Matthews, all of that information, all of that's gone off of YouTube. All of that's been expunged.
Yep, it's going down the memory hole. George Orwell was a prophet.
Yeah, Dr. William Luther Pierce was as well. I mean, he adequately predicted the future. I've said this to you before. I've said it on this broadcast. The first time I read the Turner Diaries, I was like, oh, well, it was early 2000s, maybe late 1990s, I'm not sure. But then I reread that about like 2013, and I was like, you know what? This is all coming to fruition. This book was prophetic. This was a book of foreshadowing. And would you have ever thought, though, Jay? I mean, I'll admit I didn't see it coming, that they would use medical tyranny to advance their globalist agenda with such ease like they have done so in the last year and a half. I mean, it really boggles my mind, the gigantic steps forward. The American people's accepting shortages. The American people's being thrown out of their jobs. Last year's heroes, the frontline workers, are all being thrown out of their jobs. They're bringing in the National Guard. Hospitals can't deliver babies. You can't get a kidney transplant unless you submit to the injection. I mean, this is straight up, masked off, in your face, tyranny.
Yeah, and our enemies are basically diabolical geniuses. They're willing to do anything to promote, you know, their domination over our people, and it's scary.
It is scary, and I would like to say, you know, thanks for all the work you've done. And Don, and when y'all started back on Stormfront, I really enjoyed you singing the intro there. I guess at some point you quit doing that, but you were doing it there for a while, and I thought that was really interesting and commendable. So, anything else you would like to say before we go? I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate when you call in and you talk about some of the books that you found. So these are things we would never hear about or know about if you wasn't sharing it with us.
Well, you know, the reason why I had to sort of improvise and sing our bumper music is because, you know, ASCAP, the company that owns the rights to music, most people are allowed to have a 20-second clip of a copyrighted song. But because of who we are, because of Don and Stormfront, you know, the lawyers immediately start, you know, attacking. So while we were waiting to get our new bumper music, which I think is wonderful, it's called a Vaccination, a parody of the Rolling Stones song Satisfaction. So until we could get that, I just sort of improvised with an introduction.
Well, sometimes you just got to do what you got to. And it's interesting that you know, you guys have been targeted so much, relentlessly targeted. But hey, again, Jay, thanks for everything. I always enjoy your phone call. You bring a lot to the table. And thanks for the work you've done over the decades. You know, there's those of us out here that certainly do appreciate those efforts.
Well, it's a team effort. It takes all of us.
Amen, brother. Amen. All right. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to go to Bruce, Mike, and Miles coming up. Bruce in Texas. How you doing today, sir? What's on your mind?
Hey, Fern, man, I have to say it again. I probably said it before. I love your bumper music. And that intro from Van Halen, boy, that's something else there. What song is that, by the way?
Are you talking about when I very first come on?
Yeah, well, I think it's the second one. It's the instrumental, it's the electric guitar, it's Eddie Van Halen. It's probably from Women and Children First.
Oh, I'd have to look.
Well, anyway, I don't want to.
I'll find out. I can't remember.
Anyhow, I'll just get the whole album again. I download this stuff because I already paid for it once on vinyl or cassette, and they get, you know how cassettes, they used to get eaten up, so I figure I already paid the rights for that, so I'll just download it. But, yeah, my first concert was Black Sabbath with Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, wow.
In 1981. Yeah. Yeah, that was something
Heaven
else.
Heaven and Hell.
Yeah. The Mob Rules was the, when you listen to Fools, the Mob Rules. Isn't that true today?
It couldn't be more truer.
You know, his final album or EP or whatever, it looked like a happy merchant with a cloak on, and he was counting coins. Okay, after that, I can't find that again. I ran across it once, but I can't find it. And then Ronnie James Dio died of stomach cancer. Now, have you ever heard of polonium poisoning?
No, but, you know, I know Ronnie James Dio died of stomach cancer, and then they said, and this could be false, whatever, but they said he never ate anything but meat. I don't know if that's true or not.
Really? Well, maybe that's why. But talking about Merrick Garland and the crackdown on the patriotic public, on actually good people, essentially is what it is. It's a crackdown on honest people, citizens. Are you aware of his role there in the Oklahoma City investigation? He's kind of like was the ramrod of the entire PR process that went through that. And so I think, you know, he's a made man, and he's the epitome of evil. Now here he is at the top of the most powerful law enforcement, you know, agency and judicial system agency in the United States, and it's pretty damn scary. And with talking about Oklahoma City, the governor with the governor Frank Keating and his brother Martin Keating wrote a novel 2 years before Oklahoma City called The Final Jihad. And in it was a character with the last name of McVeigh. Now, how is that possible?
I did not know that. Oklahoma City, April 19th, 1995. Everybody in this audience probably knows the many, many things that didn't add up to that event, which was the two-year anniversary of Waco, 1993, April 19th. And then Timothy McVeigh was executed on June of 2000. I think it might have even been June 19th, but don't hold me to that. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah, talking about McVeigh, there was an interview with a witness to the execution. I guess she was a survivor, one of the dead. And so she was invited there to view his execution. And she gave an interview to a local reporter there in Oklahoma City, and she said that he was still breathing after the lethal injection.
You know, I know that story, and you know the story of McVeigh. If you remember, he was pulled over leaving Oklahoma mm-hmm. City. He had like a tail light out, something on his tag.
No license plate.
Yeah, no license plate. He had a copy of the Turner Diaries laying on the seat. I mean, doesn't pass the smell test, right?
It's pretty messed up, man. Well, that's all I had for you. I'm sure you got other callers, but thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you for sending us down the memory hole, because sometimes it's good to remember these things and it brings it back, because I watched the whole Oklahoma City when it happened, you know, as it was happening. And, you know, I've said it before on this broadcast, I'll say it again. April 19th, 1993, Waco, I just happened to be off of work, which was a rarity, and I was at home, and I watched as they burned down the Branch Davidians, not compound, but their church. And I became an activist on April 19th, 1993. I didn't really get going good. I started going to gun shows back then. You know, it was militia material, VHS tapes. Got some of the Corky. I forget the Montana Militia. And then rolled into 9/11 in 2001 and really become, I guess you would say, woke up to the reality of the situation and started doing my own research and investigation. And lo and behold, here I am. So everybody's got different paths to where they get into what the real reality is. That's kind of mine. So, hey, thank you for that, Bruce. Thank you for that. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Mike, Miles, and David coming up. Mike in Arizona, thanks for holding. How you doing today?
Farron, I am doing excellent. How are you?
Doing good. Glad to have you on today. What's on your mind?
Okay, as I understand, I haven't looked into it, but I got it from a pretty good source. But this Merck pill for COVID, as I understand, all it is a reformulation of ivermectin. So they've taken the formula, they slightly modified it or changed it somehow. They've got a patent on it. And so now we're getting the same old stuff. Oh, and your first caller had said something about Merrick Garland's daughter and something about having to do with the critical race theory teaching. And as I also understand, there's a publishing company that's attached to it. And Merrick Garland is like the CEO or senior executive in it, and they're the ones that publish the information about the critical race theory rubbish. But right before the top of the hour, you had said you open up the phones and you want to talk about things that have happened locally. Earlier this week, there was a DEA agent that was shot to death on an Amtrak train down in Tucson, Arizona. And I'm really kind of confused because of the lack of the commentary, whether it's the local or the national hosts like Hannity or the two clowns that took over from Limbaugh or Sebastian Gorka, Dan Bongino. Bongino used to be a New York police officer and then a Secret Service agent, so you would think that they would, you know, cover it, but there's little information, you know, comparatively to what we heard about George Floyd. They said in some of the news items locally here that these guys had bags of marijuana, but they didn't tell us how much. I mean, was it a little baggie for his personal use, or they have suitcases of it? You know, usually when there's a drug bust, they'll, you know, tell us, oh, it was 52 pounds of such and such that was seized. What had happened is when the train pulled into Tucson, they screened the passengers coming off looking for drugs, guns, or money that's being, you know, transferred back and forth. And they had moved in. There was a Tucson police officer and two DEA agents, and they were arresting one guy, and then his partner jumped up and started shooting at the people that were making this arrest. Another question I have that nobody seems to want to answer is, where did they get on? It originated in L.A. and it was supposed to go to New Orleans. There's a little train stop in a city called Maricopa, a little bump in the road, and nobody's answered that question. Number three question I have is that they screen passengers getting on and off the trains all the time at all the stops. So if the DEA and the police were screening the passengers to get on from before this shooting occurred, how did they get the pistol on board in the first place? So it kind of shows that there's a hole in that. And then the next question is, they've identified both of the people as Hispanic, but this nobody has said anything about these people's immigration status or if they're cartel members or anything like that. So it just is odd that you've got a DEA agent that gets shot to death and his partner is critically injured in the hospital, and the Tucson police officer was also wounded, but as I understand, he's been released. And now that we're make a full circle, this Merrick Garland is coming down here for the funeral of the DEA agent. And once again, all I hear is the national host and stuff, Hannity and these morons that took over from Limbaugh. And there's absolutely no commentary on their side of it.
Hey, Mike, hold on to that. Hold on to that. We're coming up on the break. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Mike, Miles, David, stay with me. Back in moments.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls, joined by Mike in Arizona. A couple of things, Mike. One, I got a text from a friend of mine. She's connected with the veterinarian industry, and she says he is exactly right about the pill being modified ivermectin. Farmers and animal people, veterinarians, cannot even get their hands on ivermectin to treat their animals anymore because so many stores have pulled it, supposedly due to people self-treating for COVID. And the other thing I wanted to say, I briefly saw the Amtrak shooting story. It's getting absolutely no coverage whatsoever. So you brought a plateful to the table of information. And yeah, you're right. I did see enough that I thought it seemed like they were very much underreporting the story from it being as interesting and as large a story as it is. So yeah, thank you for sharing that with the audience. I'm going to have to move quickly. I've got a full bank of callers. I'd like to give you the last word, but thank you so much for calling in, Mike.
Hey, sure, no sweat. You know, I can understand where the mainstream media doesn't want to report on these things, because then that would go against the grain of, you know, Mayorkas and Biden saying that the border's secure, et cetera, et cetera. But there just seems to be so many unanswered questions of exactly, you know. There's a local deal. I think it's called the Arizona Daily Independent or something like that. And they have, there's some private company that operates cameras in these train stations. And as I understand, the full video is available of the entire shootout of about what had occurred. But I'll get on off of here. But I appreciate your time. And I don't know if I don't have a TV. I don't have the internet here. I rely on my telephone to call in and listen in the local AM radio talk shows and stuff. And, you know, I listen to your broadcast. I listen to the Texas Independent with Stephen Allen, and I listen to Jeffrey Bennett, but I don't listen to the rest of RBN, so I don't know if they've reported on it here, but there's something fishy about this whole lack of reporting all the way around. God bless you, Farron. Thank you for your time. Later.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, I don't know. I've not heard anybody. I mean, I can't listen all the time either, but I've not heard. I listened to a little more than what he just said. I've not heard. I've not heard much commentary on that. So we're going to Mike in Kentucky. Mike in Kentucky. Then Miles, David, Tony coming up. Mike in Kentucky, how you doing today?
You know, Merck drug has been in the pipeline, as the expression goes, for many months. It's been known. Dr. Corey talked about that. And he attributed that for one reason why ivermectin was so demonized by mainstream press, even with the African Enigma and some other serendipity situations. Like, there was an average age of 90 years old, a outbreak in a French care home where ivermectin was being used to treat for scabies. Now, don't ask me how this whole nursing home got scabies, but they were all on ivermectin when COVID came to town, and nobody died. And all across Africa, there's huge segments of certain countries' populations, Nigeria, Uganda, whatever, they've had since 1987 or something, they've had an ivermectin program to cure river blindness in people. And so in some places, there's up to 40% of the population is on ivermectin. 28% reduction in death in those countries compared with other countries of similar socioeconomic, they've studied this. I mean, it's pretty much undeniable. But the media, of course, immediately calls it a horse dewormer. We're engaged. There's information warfare from all kinds of directions. So what you have to watch out for is disinformation warfare. And one of those techniques is poisoning the well. Now, this drug that just came out is called, I can't pronounce it, Molnupiravir or something like that. It's a synthetic organic chemical. Anybody can look up the diagram on it. It's completely different from ivermectin. Anybody that's going out there and saying that this is the same drug as ivermectin, just repackaged, all you have to do is go look at the molecular diagrams, and even if you haven't had high school chemistry like I have, you can see it's a completely different molecule. And so you're destroying your credibility by saying these things. And it's called poisoning the well. Ivermectin works. There's no reason to believe that the disinformation campaign against it was done to not only protect the $15 billion alone that so far has been made by one of the vaccine companies. I can't remember which one. AstraZeneca, maybe. There's my three main vaccines. There's, who knows? It may have made $40 billion off the vaccines already. And it doesn't matter if the vaccine gets used or not. The governments around the world have already paid for them. And so when it comes to this new antiviral drug, they've already made their money on the vaccines. So now they're going to roll out this new Molnupiravir and make more money on it, even though it works similar to ivermectin. It's not ivermectin. It's deployed in the early exposure stage.
Hang on for me, Mike.
That's how ivermectin works.
Hang on for me, Mike. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Miles, David, Tony coming up. Back in moments.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. Actually, that music right there is from the band Steel Dragon. If you have ever watched the movie Rockstar, I had someone ask a question about that last week. All right, back to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, this is why the caller hour is so important, so much different information from such a knowledgeable bunch of listeners. Let me give you the last word. Anything you'd like to add? I've got a full bank. Well, I want to get everybody on, but that's some good information.
I'll be quick here. You've got the similar path to what I have. Waco really threw me for a loop, you know, and I still wonder to this day if they bothered to check the weather forecast because it was a red flag day. I mean, you can see the dry air was just perfect for burning that place down with the wind, you know, dry, spring fire season day.
Not only that, and you're correct. Yeah, the wind was perfect for an inferno. But then when the fire department showed up, they held them back. They held the fire department back.
It was like the whole thing was staged to make a mass psychological operation against the United States. And, of course, I was listening to Chuck Harder back then, and one of the great things I've always liked about John Stadtmiller and used to be a certain extent Alex Jones was that they try to stay away from unprovable space alien lizard shape-shifting stuff that you really can't prove. And we need to stick with what's, you know, solid and what's provable, especially with 9/11. I mean, there's all these rabbit trails you can go down. The Oklahoma City bombing, there's enough right there to make you go, wow, we can't trust anything comes out of this government. From just the 1993 Oklahoma City bombing, when you start looking into that, I mean, I've been on the watch list probably since I sent off for Benton K. Parton's overstuffed envelope for $5. It was the most paper you could put in a regular envelope, his analysis of how that truck bomb couldn't have done that to that building. And then they stopped the rescue operation to get papers out. I mean, so we have to constantly be on vigilance for disinformation and discrediting campaigns that they try to get ahead of us and stop us from short-circuiting the mass influence operations they were running on us all. And
The Waco, the Big Lie by attorney Linda Thompson? I still have my VHS copy safely tucked away.
Yeah, I got a bunch of collectible stuff, probably of Alex Jones's, but I don't have that one. I have the A Noble Lie. I have Joyce Riley's Beyond Treason, which I don't agree with Davon Klaes's stuff. I mean, I've watched it several times, but his In Plain Sight stuff falls down in places. But there's certainly a lot of stuff we can question about 9/11, stuff that we can't prove, you know. But just seeing the dang buildings fall like they did, I mean, there's obviously something crazy going on. I've actually talked with people that were there and saw them doing some kind of maintenance on the building, drilling into the columns, checking for corrosion on the connectors or something. They had a cover story for being able to go in and mess with the structure so that it would fall like it did.
You know, maybe one day I will do a show, and it'll just be for callers, the regular callers that call in, to tell how they woke up and some of the documentary films. You know, I listened to Bill Cooper. I read the book, Behold a Pale Horse. I mean, it just goes on and on. But let me move on, Mike, so I can get on. But great information as always. Miles in Maine, David in Iowa, Tony in Chicago coming up. Miles, thanks for holding. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, great, Farron. Good morning. I hope you're doing well. My opinion, Farron, is simply this. Anybody who still has questions on Waco or Oklahoma City or 9/11, respectively, is they're still in Rip Van Winkle land. I mean, it's been covered for years and years and years and years and very thoroughly covered. I mean, and people have done tremendous jobs on them, and there's just it's pretty irrefutable as to what went on before everybody's eyes.
Amen.
And then, you know, I wanted to comment on, you know, the caller that called in about Garland and all that. Well, Garland's just one of them, you know, and then you got Milley, and then there's dozens more, and then you still got Hunter Biden. But here's the problem, and you've identified it several times. We got the party of surrender there that we're supposed to have some kind of faith in, and with very few exceptions. I mean, they're just not going to do anything. They've told you that more outright. They don't do anything. And, you know, I mean, is the hope for the Republic Marjorie Taylor Greene? Is that all we have? Because I remember history. Well, she's wonderful. You know, I really admire the lady, but I remember another wonderful lady named Ellen Chenoweth. And she was fantastic. And they rabbit holed her away to where they made her most of the time, where all these things that she brought up that were phenomenal issues never got addressed because of the party of surrender.
And Cynthia McKinney.
But the people they put in charge, you know, when you got McConnell, you got Lindsey Graham, and people are still electing them, or some voting machine is electing them, controlled by someone. Those are the problems. And the other thing, you know, Farron, I've talked for months about boycotting when we had an opportunity to actually do something by doing that. You know, if nobody bought these products, they'd keep their damn boat out there forever. And, you know, history showed us what happened when the British left their boats out there a little bit too long in the harbor there.
I don't disagree with you at all, Miles. I mean, that is one of the simplest forms of dissent, you know, that we can all take part in. I mean, I do what I can. I'm in an odd little situation in the small town. But go ahead.
You see, Farron, we've wasted that window because, that would have been a very viable plan and still maybe. But now they have a comfort zone. They got a cushion zone because they raised their prices 500% and people ran over there and clamored for their products still. So now if they say, well, you know, hell with you, we're not going to deliver them now, they got 2-3 years worth of funds already that they've made, so they can sit it out.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we would have took action at the right time, boycotted, not bought their products, those prices would have came down. All this stuff would have came down. There would have been none of this, we don't have employees to hire, and so you got to have a line with 32 people in it instead of 6. And all this nonsense, you know, the trees won't grow because COVID came out, and just all this ridiculous, imbecile logic that they throw out here on the public. And these people, well, you see the vaccine folks out here, they'll fight for their right to die.
That's the best way
I could put it. I can't think of any other way to put it. But you know, again, Farron, have a great show. You always have a great show, and I look forward every Saturday to hearing you. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. And I'd like to say to what Miles said, you know, what the bottom line is, we're so unorganized. And why are we so unorganized? Because we're so divided. We can't seem to unite to come together in any way, shape, or form. And then the things like they're doing with Garland this past week only intimidates and frightens away, you know, some of the ones more so that would like to be involved and don't like the direction the country's going. It's sad. David in Iowa, Tony in Chicago coming up. David, thanks for holding. What's on your mind? David?
I'm not a big fan of Fox, but all I watch on that is Tucker. About the last month or so, I've noticed on his program, this doesn't happen on when he's sitting there with his jacket and tie. When he plays clips of his day program, if you watch, he's just like wearing a regular shirt. He holds his left hand up, and you can see a red band or string on his left wrist. That's telling me he's a Kabbalah. He's a Kabbalist.
Hold on for me, David. I did not know that a red band around your left wrist was symbolic of being a Kabbalist. But I mean, I'm not saying it's not. I just did not know that.
Yeah, I've heard that said. Jared Kushner and Ivanka, they're Kabbalists. And I've also noticed Sophie Shevardnadze on RT. She has a red band around her left wrist. The Kabbalah, I'm reading out of a book here. The Kabbalah, a book filled with soothsaying, astrology, fortune-telling, necromancy, and demonology.
Yeah,
direct
the,
understanding the scripture of numerology. Every Hebrew letter is given a numeric value, and students of this system claim to be able to predict the future.
Yeah, Jared Kushner is a Labad Lubavitcher, but that doesn't mean he couldn't be a Kabbalist. If you look into the Kabbalah, they have something that's called the Sephiroth, and they call it the Tree of Life. They think this is a picture of God. It's really interesting if you get into looking into. I've got several books on the Kabbalah. You will not get your hands on a Kabbalah, but you can get books about the Kabbalah, and you know, like Madonna and several of these other people are Kabbalists. But I would have doubted a bit. I just never had heard that red band theory before, but I'll look into that. But go ahead with your information.
Yeah, some of these rabbis place curses and cast spells, and one of them is a common practice is to hold a chicken over a parishioner while reading the Talmud, thereby transferring the sins of the practitioner to the chicken.
It's Jewish mysticism.
Yeah, that's amazing stuff, that is. I'd like to mention this book that I think I've called you about this before, A History of Zionism, 1897 to 2020. That's where I'm reading this stuff. It's available only one place that I know of, at powerofprophecy.com, Tex Mars people. The first 38 pages of this book tells you who's doing this, what they want, and what they believe, and that's the most important thing, is what these people believe. They're a bunch of screwballs. The only place you can get this book is powerofprophecy.com. You can check and see. A History of Zionism, 1897 to 2020. Nobody else has it, and you search for it, you'll get a lot of double talk, and it's been banned.
I've got quite a collection of Tex Mars books. I'm actually super proud. I've got quite a collection of autographed Tex Mars books. Tex Mars would send me an autographed book of every book that he published for years, and I read them all. I mean, it just goes on and on. What a gem we miss in Tex Mars. And I don't pay attention to Power of Prophecy like I should now, since his passing, but I will look into that, because that is very interesting. And you had mentioned that before, but I maybe didn't catch the fact that that's the only place you can get that book is Power of Prophecy, their Tex Mars website, based out of Texas.
Do you have that book?
I do not have that book. I do not.
I'll tell you what, I can send you a copy.
Well, if you'd like to, send me an email and I will give you my address. TheAlternativeMedia@yahoo.com. TheAlternativeMedia@yahoo.com, David.
I think I have your address.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yep. I'll send you a copy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All right, all we got on hold is Tony, and Tony can run the distance if need be, but if you'd like to call in, 512-248-8252, 1-800-313-9443. Tony, thanks for holding. What is on your mind?
Yeah. I emailed you about this bit sheet video, Lithuania Goes Whole New World Order. Did you run across that email? Did you ever go to this video? It's a minute and a half.
Must have went to spam, Tony. I didn't get to see that. I'll look at my spam though. But go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, well, it's entitled "Emergency," Tony from Chicago. This video, you can go to BitChute and just type, you know, Lithuania goes full New World Order, and if you don't want to spell out Lithuania, you go to the front page on the second video on the bottom on vaccinehoax.com. In a nutshell, Lithuania, which I'm sure nobody really even thinks about, including myself, it's a test case for the EU, and they've got it totally locked down and computerized with QR codes, and they have it's called an opportunity pass. And basically, you know, the smaller businesses, you can get in there without an opportunity pass and a QR code. So they haven't totally locked it down, but you know, all the big venues, all the big stores, shop, et cetera, all locked down. This video will make the hairs on your back rise, because it just shows all these people getting in line. Okay, with their smartphones, and they either got security guards in front with other smartphones scanning the QR codes, or they have a you know, stationary scanner. So, you know, am I still on?
Oh yeah, wow.
Yeah, this is you know, if people think that they're just gonna sit there and ignore this thing, or they're just gonna sit tight and say, well, I'll just, you know, it's called talk radio, I'll post on social media, but I'm not going to get out and raise hell. You think you know that this is not going to happen to you, that you're not going to be living like this real quick, then you're delusional. This is what this capitalist Jew wants for all white people. And
go to vaccinehoax.com and watch this. I'll watch this today. Yeah. For darn sure.
Second video to the bottom, or you go to Lithuania Goes Full New World Order. It's only a minute and a half. And then, now, I don't know if this is accurate. It says, though, you know, all the smaller stores and stuff in the country are not locked down. But then on the video, and I don't know if it's accurate, it says if you do not get an opportunity pass, you do not get paid at work. So what would even matter if you can get in, you know what I'm saying? The small stores and everything, you ain't going to have any money, okay?
Opportunity pass, Tony. Opportunity pass. What a creative word to place
there. That's it. But this is a test case for the EU, okay? And they got it. They got it in place in Lithuania. I just want to get that. Okay, I don't want to be too wordy here. In Slovenia, there was major protests and basically bordering riots because I think that the next small European country that they have planned is Slovenia, and those people got balls. You know, I'm Croatian. That's right next door to Slovenia, and maybe that's why I do what I do, which is no big deal because I don't do anything illegal. But anyway, I just want to get the Biden. Biden was here on Thursday. Did you know that for about 3 hours? He slipped in.
Yeah, I think the clip I played was from him being in Chicago. But let me give you the last word about one more caller. Yeah, that clip, I played? First hour?
No, I didn't. But let me just real quick, some filthy white trader downtown that owns, I never heard of him, that owns a construction firm, 2,500 employees, okay, gave $1.6 million to the DNC and forced all his employees to get the death shot, held this thing for him, and I was outside of it for a couple hours. I just about missed a guy. I was out on a busy street down to about four blocks down, you know, flashing the signs, and then I found out exactly where he was because the cops would not tell you where he was. There was only about, they said 300. It didn't even look 300 to me. You know, protesting him. I was like about 50, 60 feet from the limo and all that stuff. But I've been there and done that with Trump. But he was either here or the body double with the mask. I don't know. They didn't send the Biden hologram with the green screen. So
all right.
Anyway, check that video out, man. Check it. You will freak out. Okay. Bye bye.
I'll check it out. And also, you know, Biden's been caught. They have him. They have. It looks like he's in the White House, but actually he's across the street. And all that's true. The pictures of the Rose Garden's fake. All that's true. And then you got Biden with the diaper and the aviator glasses. I mean, it's just a perfect scenario. Tony's right. Okay, Art in Georgia, you'll be the last phone caller. We got about 5 minutes. They are yours. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, not too bad. Been a while since we chatted. I just got two things real quick. The first one was, what was the website that guy mentioned for the book History of Zionism? Remember the name of the book, but by the time I got in the house, I forgot the website.
It's Power of Prophecy. It's Tex Mars' website, so I think it's powerofprophecy.com. But if you do a Google search or whatever, it'll come up. It's Tex Mars' Power of Prophecy.
Okay, because I went to that website and I couldn't find it, but I'll do some more looking. Anyway,
If you have to call them, Art, if you have to call the number, I've called them several times over the years. If you can't find it online, call them and they'll help you.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Okay, so the actual reason I called was about the COVID vaccine. For those of you who have not heard this yet, I was blown away this morning when somebody emailed me a link to Project Veritas COVID-19 Vaccine Exposed Part 5. This is the latest in the series of the exposing of this COVID lie of the vaccine, and in it, it's one woman being interviewed. It's about a 10-minute interview, and we learned that fetal embryo cells, whatever they call from aborted fetuses, are being used in the creation and the process of these, primarily the Pfizer vaccine, but who knows what the rest of them are doing, because she works for Pfizer. She came forward, James O'Keefe, in the Veritas Project, and she literally spilled the beans. We got to see the emails. We got to see the actual wording in the emails. Absolutely amazing. They're covering this up. They're using human fetal cells in the production of the vaccine for COVID. Folks, there is your religious exemption right there. It's also your medical exemption, because why would you want to cannibalize fetus? This makes no sense to me. You have all the right in the world to decide for yourself what you want in your body and what you don't want. I see this coming down if they go full on mandate. Baron, I see this as being the straw that broke the camel's back. And I foresee if they try to actually go with a mandate, because in part three and part four, you see people who work for Pfizer, who work for Moderna, and other, and these are the same series, part three and part four now, of people who work for these vaccine companies talking about mandates, how to go about enforcing it, talking about turning unvaccinated people into second-class citizens. This is just, Farron, you said at the beginning of the broadcast, how many times have you people heard me say this? What's it going to take before the American people decide they've had enough and they stand up? This may be the straw that broke the camel's back. They're using aborted fetal stem cells in the production of the vaccines.
And you know, Art, this whole COVID scenario... Go ahead.
How sick is that?
You know, if this whole scenario, throwing everybody out of work, masking your children, I've got the story right here. I'm not going to have time to do it. Pfizer's asked the U.S. government Thursday to allow its COVID-19 vaccine in children 5 to 11. If regulators agree, could start within weeks. Nurses out of work, bringing in the National Guard. You can't get a kidney transplant. The story from the first hour because you haven't had the injection. If this is not enough for the American people to stand up, then they might as well tuck their tail between their legs and be the lapdog little pussycat that they are. Slap the chains on themselves, because that is where they're going to be, and that's where their children's going to be, and where their grandchildren's going to be. If this is not enough, tell me what the hell it would take to do it.
That's what I'm saying, man. And my attitude is, if you're not willing to stand and fight against this, then you deserve to be put in chains. You deserve to be a slave. And let this be my warning to the officials out there. If you come with a mandate, you come at me with a needle, or you try to force a vaccine on me, if you try to use the Supreme Court case of 1905, Jacobson versus Massachusetts, as your justification to try to hold me down and inject me by force, you better come ready to fight, and you better come ready to kill me, because that's what it's going to take. You will have to kill me first. This is my public declaration right here. Bring it on! Because I've had enough. Thanks, Farron. You have a great one.
Hey, thank you so much, Art. Thank you so much. Great callers, as always. That's the beauty of RBN, the beauty of the callers, the various information. I mean, some of the stories I didn't get to: Los Angeles City Council on October 6th approved one of the strictest COVID-19 vaccine mandates in the country, requiring proof of vaccination to enter indoor restaurants, movie theaters, salons, shopping centers, and many more indoor venues. People, the writing is on the wall. Smell the coffee. It is all coming to fruition, and they're banking on the fact of the American people allowing this to happen. They've been doing it incrementally now for a year and a half. They're getting bolder and bolder and bolder. When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.